Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Mad Tiger BLF. You are now listening to the He-Man Brendan Shaw Hater Club, Matthew Waits, and to my left is my beautiful Brendan Shaw lover, Tiger Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
So, buddy, you got to see him yesterday. How was it?
Oh, dude, you know what?
No one, it doesn't matter what you think. But anyways, okay. I don't want to hear Brendan Shaw day at all.
Dude, he made me question my sexuality. He made me question my sexuality. He is, bro, he's good looking online. He's amazing looking in person. Yeah, I said it. Amazing. Bro,
every time I hear this dude's name,
I am freakishly tall. I am like, you walk down the airport and people stop and look and like, oh my gosh, look at that freak. Look how tall he is. Well, Schaub is an easy inch and a half taller than me. I may even push it to 2 inches taller than I am. Holy moly. 90% of the people I know, you know what? 95% of the people I know, I'm taller than. I'm just a tall guy. This guy made me look tiny. I mean, it's like, what am I, 5'4"?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bro, buff AF. Hold on. Buff AF.
All right, well, we will not be talking about Brendan Shaw for the rest of the show. And let's start off.
He dropped the bomb on me, baby.
I feel like... Can we call ISIS? Can we call somebody? Go visit Tiger Taylor next time he brings up Brendan Shaw.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I love him. I love him so much.
So, today's a Sunday style show. Jeez, man. Spit it out. Sound as intelligent as Brendan Shaw. Okay, so today is Sunday style show. Tiger, you have an important business function to attend to in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to be in Oklahoma this Friday, and we are going to be at, we haven't decided what shops we're going to be at, but we're going to be at quite a few in Tulsa. And I'm going to give Tiger advice, and we're going to pick up a suit less than $150.
I don't know if it's possible. In fact, I don't believe. But drop a few places where we'll be, because this isn't going to be for a full week, and we can promote it for a week so people can schedule to be there. Name
right.
Two places. So if you say Woodland Hills Dillard's, if that's one,
yeah.
Meet it.
We're
going to
be
greet
everywhere.
Well, that's,
each day
that's,
this week.
Not limiting
each
enough
day
for
this
us.
Week.
So I'm trying
we're,
to get
we're
people
gonna
to
come
show
up with a few spots. Yeah, if you're in the Tulsa area, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and this whole week, each day, maybe twice a day, we'll tell you what locations we're going to be at what time.
Okay, that will work. That way these people have time, because if we spurt on them, like, Friday, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, and we say, at noon, we're going to be at this place, they might not be able to show up. They may have kids, they may have other obligations, but the sooner we know, the better we can get coordinated with them. And I would really like to meet some fans. You know what? They might come out too, and they might want a suit. If you've never bought a suit and you're 30 years old, like myself, get with the program. It's time to buy your first suit. Come out with me. Matt said that he's going to do it for under $150. I don't know if I'm going to get a shirt with that. Shoes
Here's
with that.
Get. Do you already have shoes?
Yes, I do.
Or do you need shoes? Okay, so what we'll do is we'll get trousers, a blazer, a nice pocket square to stand out, a great tie. If you want to go with 3-piece, we can see if we can get a vest. If not, we can just do a normal suit, tie, and a nice fitted shirt.
That's gonna
we're
going to
go
great.
On. We're going to get as much stuff as we can for $150. We're going to kill.
So I have a question.
Yep.
When I get into my meeting and I'm wearing, let's say I have a 3-piece. No. Let's say I don't have a 3-piece. So I've just got a nice fitted button-up on with my blazer over it, my nice trousers, and my Kenneth Cole shoes I'm rocking, right?
Right.
And my funky, crazy, cool socks that we'll pick out this week. I don't know where we'll buy those, but we will search around. So hopefully you guys can meet us. Hopefully we give you enough time in advance that where we're going to be, and maybe you guys can meet us. I'll post this in a lot of the Oklahoma channels, so maybe we can get some people there. But once I get into my business meeting and I sit in my chair, am I supposed to take my blazer off, or do I sit down with it?
Well, we're going to get into that. I'm making a note right now. First, I need to know what kind of thing, business function you're going to. Let's figure out what the business is, and then I'll tell you good places that we'll go and hit up, that you could hit up, listeners, and then we'll talk about how to test the fit, and then we'll go into what and how to wear a suit during a business meeting. So what kind of business meeting is it, or business function?
So what we're going to do is I'm going to take on a role, and we're going to try to expand into a new territory. So I will go as a salesman slash technician, well, technician slash salesman, and I'm going to go to new market and promote our product to other states where it's never been. So
okay,
I'm going
to meet
the
president. What kind of states are we talking about?
Missouri, Kansas, Louisiana, in the big cities like Kansas City, St. Louis, you know, the metropolitan areas. So I need to fit in.
Right.
I need to look well. So what I'm going to do is this, in 2 weeks, I meet with a couple of the, I don't know what you call them, like the gaming heads of those states, because they're not Native American tribes. So I'm going to meet with a couple of the gaming heads and the president of my company. Now, they will be dressed to kill. They will have on more than $150 suits. So I need Matt to work his magic here. He's kind of making me nervous by not telling us where we're going. What about those that are listening that aren't in the state of Oklahoma or in the city of Tulsa? I'm really putting him to the test, and I feel like he's failing you guys. So hopefully he pulls something out of his butt quick, because I've got less than 2 weeks.
No, it will most definitely happen. Well, since
so I'm
you're
meeting with
in the
two
Midwest.
Heads of the state. I'm heading with the Kansas guy that's over Kansas, a gaming guy that's over the state of Missouri, a gaming guy that's over the state of Louisiana, the president of my company, and the board members.
Okay.
So
you're in the Midwest.
We're going to have a business. We'll be sitting at, like, you know, the tables that you see, a stereotypical really long table, nine guys on one side, nine guys on the other side, a chairman that sits at the head of the board. We're going to be doing business meetings for that day. We will be brought lunch, still discussing. Some people will get up and do slideshows, presentations. They'll bring in a lunch. We'll break for an hour and a half for lunch. We'll have a few drinks, have lunch, go right back to that boardroom. We'll sit there for a couple more hours. And then that night, we're going out on the town in St. Louis.
Okay. Well, since you're being in the Midwest, you might be surprised about what they're wearing, because you might be dealing with a whole bunch of older gentlemen that have been in the market for a long time. So you don't want to peacock too much and scare them away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that we will go over once we start shopping in at the mall or men's warehouse or. It's
that's
been a while
okay,
since I've been back
here
to Tulsa.
Tulsa.
So,
if you're in Tulsa, that'll be Woodland Hills Mall, I'm assuming, is the one he's talking about. Woodland Hills is on 71st and Memorial. Matt, what time will you be down? So we can at least give them a time frame.
Yeah, I will be in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, right at 8 o'clock Friday morning.
In the morning? Okay, awesome. Perfect.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Great. Grand. The best.
But I don't know what's in Tulsa right now. I haven't been there in a while, so it would leave that up higher for the places. I just know the
ooh,
mall.
See, I don't
what
know
other...
any place. I know that there's a mall. I know there's a men's warehouse.
Okay. All right, well, I'll research
what else
tonight.
You
I'll, put that,
to?
I'll put that on my Instagram, Facebook.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Now, whenever you do that, Matthew, use the Twitter handle, @socialintulsa, please.
@socialintulsa.
News, music, events, entertainment, announcements in Tulsa. Join the fun. Want to be an intern and learn more about social media from the best? contact at info@sociallyn.biz. So we can gain some attention. If we tag them, they'll retweet us. They'll get on board with what we're doing. They will help spread the news in Tulsa. So we really can do a meet and greet. You just got to get your stuff together, buddy.
Oh, okay. Nice. Thanks. I will make sure that's on my top of my list before I go to sleep tonight. Okay. So
I'll because our fans tune in and they want to learn. They're here for a reason, my friend. They're here for a reason.
We're going to talk
they're
about
here
it
not
every
rating
night.
And reviewing us on iTunes. And they're here not in the live chat with us currently.
Right. No, they probably think it's a Brendan Schaub show. But anyways, my
hi,
top
oh, we have more listeners.
Tours for finding affordable men's style suits, anything and everything men's style, would have to be, number one, would have to be Macy's. They have suits, dress shirts, Levi's, jewelry, all kinds of stuff. You can get a nice, excellent suit for $250. That's a Tommy Hilfiger. Or you can get a $15 tie or a $20 nice fitted dress shirt. Those would be some really good ones. Nordstrom's is always great. They have amazing suits. They have a great in-house brand, which I think believe is the 901. And they have Hugo Boss, John Varvatos, some really affordable suits. J. Crew is another one. Those are really nice trim suits, chinkos, but my client, Tiger, he is tall. He's very long-legged, so we have to find some stuff that fits to cater to a man that wears a size 36.
Yeah.
Old Navy, Gap, Banana Republic, those are great. J. Crew is wonderful. One of my favorite places, I'm all about ties, bow ties, skinny ties. It's called the Tie Bar. These are great ties. You can get ties starting at $15. Great fashionable ties. Now, I'm a big component of Amazon and Amazon fashion. But watch out when you get, because I ordered a pair of shoes, and I wear a size 12. I read where I have to go up a size. I went up to a size 13. That didn't quite work out well. I had to go up to a size like 14, 15. So watch out what you get. Read the reviews. See how they're doing. Target is another great one. The only thing. You can find some great stuff for less than $20 at Target. Zappos is wonderful. Overstock.com. Express. I could wear Express whenever I was like 50, 60 pounds lighter. But now H&M is good if you can find some stuff that fits in there. But let's talk about how to find a suit on a budget. Tiger, now this is some of the things that we're going to go for, okay? And with that, what color are you looking for? Are you looking for a black, navy, a gray? What are you looking for?
I'd like a black suit, just a traditional black suit that looks nice. Now, for those who aren't going to be there, let's say we go to Macy's, Nordstrom, and Men's Warehouse. Okay, now guys who don't live in the state, guys who are listening, we have some people in Missouri and Kansas and Texas that listen in. Those people who will not be able to be there with us and help them, are there people that work there that will help them find the suit, or are they on their own?
Yeah. No, most definitely. There are people. They're called, I think, fashion tailors that should be able to have the knowledge to help you. I know Dillard's is very, very good about picking and educating their employees to educate their clientele. So
it's walk
amazing place.
Department and say, hi, I need a suit. And they're like, I got you, fam. And you'd be like, I just need trousers and a blazer and a button-up.
Exactly. But then again, be wary, because you don't know if they're in it for the commission. They don't know. That's why you have to speak up. If you don't like it, speak up and tell them. Now, the truth for me is when a man buys a suit, you're going to look great in it, no matter what. And to me, I feel more important in the suit and what I'm wearing. I can find a great suit for less than $200, sometimes even cheaper, you know. It's just a matter of knowledge and getting these few tricks that I'm going to teach you, and you'll have a great suit. Okay, So, like I said, follow these few suggestions that I'm about to give you, and a $250 suit or a $200 suit, $150 suit will look better on you than a CEO's $1,500 luxury getup, I guarantee.
Oh, I like it.
So, it's all about fit. Make sure what you're buying is the right size. Now, Tiger said the other day, whenever he seen my peach blazer that I have, it was too big. He was correct. It didn't look good on me. It didn't flatter me. And that's at the tailor right now. It's getting taken up. Now, it's all about the fit. So when you're wearing a suit, the suit is not wearing you. You are wearing the suit. Now, here's a trick. Put the jacket up. So take this at home, or when you're at the store, this is the first thing we're going to do to Tiger. We're going to put the jacket on the stand next to the wall, and we're going to slowly lean into the wall with our shoulders. The pad of the shoulders should hit the same time. If the pad hits the wall first and scrunches up, it's too big. Okay? That's too big. And another thing you can do is you can put your suit on, and if you sit down and it starts to go over the back of your head and you scrunch up in the back, it's too big. Okay? That's too big.
Okay.
So that's just one. Now, and we also have to know what we're looking for. Are we looking for a trim fit? Athletic fit? Are we looking for a slim cut? I like the slim cut. I like the slim fit flats. The trousers, these are great. Those usually come pre-altered, but you can get them altered. You can get them as much taken out, but it's harder to get stuff put back into your clothing, okay? So don't let the salesperson try to talk you into a bigger suit, okay? Their use... Don't buy a suit for comfort, or loose, as they say. It needs to fit you. It needs to hug you. Okay? But it doesn't need to be like Chris Farley, fat man, in little coat, that kind of type. It just needs to be form-fitting. It needs to flatter you. You don't want your suit to hug your chest and then your pants just be baggy because it's going to make you look stumpy. It's not going to flatter you very. So the second one is to know your fabric. Stick with natural fabrics like wool. Now, I tell everybody, skip polyester because it's so cheap. Mm-hmm. So
wool, everybody hates polyester too.
Yeah, wool moves better and is much more breathable than the plastic, plasticized, however you want to say, polyfabric. Okay, some brands like Kenneth Cole make their suits from both wool and synthetic that I've noticed. And always check the tags. Stick with wool. So whenever you're shopping, don't let the salesperson rush you. Take your time. This is your money. You've worked for it. You're going to look good in this. Okay? And know your brand. Whenever I tried on my Tommy Hilfiger suit, I wear a 50 regular, and I tried a 48, and it was a little tight, so I got a 50, and it felt so nice. So nice. But I can go to Alfini Red, and I wear, like, a 46. It's so different. It's so different. So know your sizes. Know how each brand fits you. So, now, if you want to splurge a little bit on a suit and get it custom made for you, that's great. It's wonderful. But I'm all about showing you how to dress well for cheap. Okay. I do not like Joss A. Bank. Do not. Not go to Joss A. Bank. Those people are just straight up assholes. Sorry. I don't like Joss A. Bank. I don't like their products. It's just, ugh. It's too boxy. Their products are just too boxy. Like you literally just put a box on your upper body and walked out. So my next is go to the store. Go to
the Joseph A. Bank. Hey, Joseph A. Bank, get out of face.
Yeah, don't sponsor the show, okay? So
yeah,
when you
get
head,
away from it.
When you head out to go suit shopping, make sure that you're wearing what you plan to wear with the suit, okay? So if you have a pair of dress shoes that you're a favorite and you're gonna wear them with your suit, wear those as you go for go to look for a suit, okay, or a blazer or trousers. If you like a nice tie that you want to pair with this, okay, wear the tie with it. Because in the fitting room or in dress rehearsal for the potential suit, you'll see what it looks like after it's all together. Okay, and that might be the selling factor, or it might be the, okay, I don't want this. It doesn't look good. It doesn't mesh well. And don't be afraid to get outside your comfort zone. I'm really big on pocket squares. I love pocket squares. Tiger likes socks. Show off your socks. So you might want a trouser that's a little bit smaller, like a no, like a breakaway or a no breakaway or a full break. We gotta know that. Okay, so let's talk about some of the tests that you can do. So you do want to hear some of the tests that we're gonna show them in person, but I'm going to tell you right now what kind of test you should do. We've already talked about the shoulder into the wall trick, okay? Now, what about the hug test? So whenever you hug somebody, it keeps what it does, it keeps the torso comfortable, so it seems like you're brushing, okay? So for shirts, suit jackets, blazers, etc., put the garment and take a look in the mirror. And if you hug like you're going to hug somebody, and it bunches up in the shoulder, like the little shoulder... the small head of the deltoid and your pec, if it all starts to bunch up like that, it might be too small, okay? So if it looks like you're about to break out of it, it might be a little too small. Now, let's go for another test, the crow's fingers for the jacket. So whenever you get a jacket, go ahead and put your arms down to the side, and your fingertips should reach the end of your blade, your jacket, and that's how long it should hang. Okay. And of course, for your shirts, you should have at least two fingers. You should be able to get two fingers into your collar on your dress shirts. That's always nice, right? So those are just some things. There's many more that we're gonna do on Tiger, and we're gonna make Tiger feel. We're gonna do a before and after picture. He's gonna come out with them like a million. Now, Tiger, what kind of jacket do you want? Do you want a one button, a two button, a three button, a double breasted? How fancy do you want to go?
I want to be under a $200 suit, and I want to look sharp. I want to see what magic you can work. You're the suit guy here, baby. This is your forte.
Okay, I love it, man. I'm super excited to get this. I'm just ready to go. We're going to look at our armholes. We're going to see if they're high, they're low. We're going to look at the vents, which is the back of our suit. We're going to see if we need side vents. We're going to see center vents. I don't like any vents. I like straight, flat. There's no cuts in the vents or in the suit at all. I'm a big fan of vests. I love a three-piece suit. So I do the vest and the tie, pocket square. I go all out. Now, Tiger, what's going to be really hard is to find trousers that fit your long, skinny butt.
Yeah.
It's
going to be tough.
Yeah.
Good luck finding a couple 36 leg
lengths. I'm going to try my best. I have to go to the big and tall for that. But
I told you, I'm tall, and my handsome idol was way taller than me.
Oh, my God. Okay, anyways, before I shut down the show on that.
Because you can't top Brendan Schaub. Once we bring him up on the show, we're done.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are just some things. Now, Tiger, do you want a French cuff whenever we go look for this? What kind of fitted shirt would you
One that is loose around the old frying pan.
Okay. Do you want to look like old Wall Street? You want to look like Pierce Brosnan and James Bond? Do you want to look like Ryan Reynolds? I don't think there was any Ryan Reynolds on the red carpet. Who is your fashion idol? Don't you dare say it. So, if it's
I'm actually looking right now for it. I'm on Google, and I'm going to send you exactly who I want to look like in a suit.
Okay. But enough. I swear. So I'm super excited. I'm researching right now as we speak on places to shop in Tulsa.
Okay.
So I'm very excited to do this with you and everyone. I hope that... sorry, everybody. My lights are flickering on and off. We're in the middle of... We're supposed to have some really bad weather for the next couple of days.
Ooh, Tuesday's really supposed to get us.
Yeah, and I've just seen my lights flicker on and off, so sorry, my computer just...
Are you alive?
I'm alive. I'm alive, thanks to Brendan Schaub. So, Tiger, what I would really like to see for you is a nice black suit. Black is going to look very fitting on you. A classic white, maybe French cuff with some nice cufflinks. Maybe
I like both of those ideas already.
Yeah.
Because I'm very classic. I don't peacock. You're the peacock of this, you know, this
yes.
forte thing. I, on the other hand, am pretty modest. I just want to come in, look like I've been there before. I don't want it to look like it's my first suit. So, yeah, those are kind of some ideas for me.
We are going to have a wonderful time, and we're going to try to broadcast as much as we can. And if we are not able to broadcast, then we're going to take video and then post it later on. And then it's going to be such an amazing experience if you're in the town of Tulsa, Coweta, Wagner, anywhere around that. Please come, and we'll teach you how to dress for cheap. Now, Tiger, do you have any questions? But I want to throw you back into, like, the 80s Wall Street. That's what I want to do with you, because you have that Italian, that slickness, that smooth talking. I want to throw you back in that. Make you look exactly like Gordon Gekko, baby.
I'm excited. I'm really just going to kind of let you take over here. Just kind of hold the reins and just kind of show me what you think.
As long as you hold them tight, I'm fine.
Ooh, I will be holding on tight. So, once I get into my meeting and I sit down with the blazer or without the blazer?
Okay. When you sit down, you always unbutton your blazer. Okay. It's up to you to take it off or to keep it on. It's up to you. It won't get wrinkled as much. It just depends on how long you're sitting. But if you want to take it off, unbutton it. Always unbutton it when you sit down. When you stand up, you button it back. Okay? Then you slowly take it off and put it behind your chair. Okay? Nice, neat, comfortable. So gravity will take over and take out all the wrinkles and you don't have to worry about it. But if you want to keep it on while you're sitting down, that's totally fine. Just be careful what you're drinking. Be careful what you have around. And once you get your suit, don't dry clean it a lot. If you don't sweat in it, you don't have to dry clean it that much. Maybe
I'm overweight. I'm going to sweat in everything.
You're white, but you might have to dry clean if you're sweating out ragu. But I wouldn't worry about getting it dry cleaned every week.
Okay.
But yes, whenever you sit down, unbutton it, and you can take it off. It's up to you. It's your preference. Last night I went to a event in Kansas City, and I was really surprised. I was the only one that had a pocket square, wearing a three-piece suit. It was very different than what I was used to.
Like.
But also, again, you got to know who you're serving. You got to know who you're having dinner with, who you're talking to, because you don't want to overdress them and make them feel inferior. Okay? You don't want to peacock and be too loud.
Here's weird. What about a blazer with a V-neck underneath it with trousers?
Those aren't too bad. It's just not my style. I know a lot of people that do wear that. It's really big in the California area, upper state, New York. A lot of people wear those. But it's just not me. I haven't really gotten into it. I don't know.
What do you think? Okay. I don't even have a clue what to think about it. I have no thoughts on it. Literally, man, this is you taking over. I've never bought a suit, so I don't have an opinion on suits. You know what I mean?
Okay. Right, right. And well, and there's a big difference between a blazer and a sport coat. We'll go ahead into that on our South Sunday show. But the one thing I'm really getting into that's super crazy is shorts with a blazer.
Ooh, I'm going to have to look that up. It's shorts with a blazer.
Yeah. It's so different. It's so elegant and so nice. I really do.
Wow.
Not a lot of people do.
Ooh, it's all over Pinterest.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let me send you a picture.
Yeah.
I'm
looking at a ton. This guy's got two polos on with a blazer over it, khaki shorts and blue shoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh yeah.
These guys look like they're ready to get on the boat any minute. A lot of women wearing blazers with shorts as well.
Right, yeah, that's always
okay. Are you still there? So, since I'm still recording, Matthew just got disconnected due to the storms that he's experienced in Kansas City. Hopefully he sets me up with a suit. Hopefully he gets me looking right. I'm pretty nervous, but he knows what he's talking about, so I'm confident. This will be my first suit. I'm 32 years old. I've never owned a suit. I've never tried on a suit. So this will be an experience. If you're in the Tulsa area or the Tulsa location and you want to laugh because I feel really uncomfortable, show up where we're going to be. I'm pretty excited. He said he's going to tweet out a few things and let you know where we're going to be. Should be a fun time, and then I should look good by my meeting the following Friday. So a couple more things I got to ask him. How to travel with a suit, you know, because I'll have it in a car for an extended period of time as I travel. So I think that's going to be a couple good things. If you see on the show notes today, I did the show's Twitter page. I did my Twitter page, Matthew's personal Twitter page, the show's Instagram page, my Instagram page. Tonight we covered that I have an important business function to attend in 2 weeks, and I do not own a suit. I asked Matt what to do, where to go, and most important, how to save my money and still look great. Matthew was not able to share any of his style tips and what he's recently purchased, but he told you he's kind of got a big thing of pocket squares lately. So we'll talk to him about that next time, where to get pocket squares, how to fold them, what to do with them, what colors to match, what interchange. But, yeah, looks like we will be back tomorrow with Monday Motivation. Hopefully we can do a fun one for you. We'll find some motivation, send it your way. Looks like Matt is
back.
Are you alive?
Sorry, man, I told you. I'm alive, man. Some thunder, some lightning's been going on.
I'm wrapping up for us, letting them know, because the storms, I don't want it to keep cutting me out. So,
we're just under a tornado watch. No big deal.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is tomorrow is Monday Motivation. We'll be back with that. We'll hopefully find some fun ways to motivate these people. We'll find some areas in their life that's slacking. Maybe we can discuss through text while you're bunkered in the bathtub in the bed, the bathroom.
No, I'll just write it out like Brandon Schaub has his whole career. Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
Ooh, you know what? He's so dadgum handsome. Just so freaking handsome.
Ugly
as all that.
Why? Because every time you talk about him, I just get so PO'd. I don't know why.
Ooh, I love him. I love his personality. Dude, he was so freaking genuine. So they left to go get lunch. And we didn't know if they were going to come back. They said they were going to come back to watch fights with us. But when I went and asked the manager of the place, because that's what you do whenever you're an adult. You have questions, you want to know something, you want to leg up on people, ask. Here's what happened to me. I go up to the guy. Said, where are the guys at? They're at dinner. What dinner? Where did they go eat dinner? To the steakhouse and the casino. Awesome. So now I know if I want to go have dinner, just go to the steakhouse and I could have dinner next to them. But no, I want to plan ahead. Because I want to be as close to them for as long as possible. I said, okay, great. When they come back in, where are they going to be seating? And he said, do you see that seat over or that table over there in the corner that says reserved? Yes, that's where they'll be. Well, guess what? There was three open tables around it. So I go sit at the table that's right next to it. I mean, to the left. The chairs back up to each other. About 20 minutes later, the guy walks by me and he says, oh, I see what you did. I see what you did. And he kind of laughed because I played the game. I won. So I wait there for a while, and then all of a sudden you see Brennan and Brian walk in, but it was dark because they were playing the fight, so no one really noticed in the beginning. Shab comes over and he says, hey, where's our table at? Yeah, I can hear him talking because I'm staring at him. And he walks by Frank and I, and he says, what's up, fellas? And I said, hey, man, what's going on? And he was like, how the fight's going? Well, I know MMA. So I was like, Yair Rodriguez looked real good, man. Had a big KO, flying kick, flying knee, you know, looked real good. And Rafael Nadal was fighting the next fight. Whenever he sat down, he said, who's winning? I said, it's 1-1 right now from what Rogan just said. And he's like, cool. Well, instead of grabbing his seat and just sitting at his chair, he grabbed his seat and drug it right next to Frank. I was like, all right, man, what's going on, guys? And then I just started talking to him, just small talk. I talked to him for maybe 10 minutes, just him and I. Frank was sitting between us. Frank doesn't really know who he is, but, you know, we just talked. And then I got up. I got to get a picture with him. He called me by my name the entire time because, you know, I'm Tiger, he's Brendan. He calls me Tiger the entire time. Then all of a sudden people start realizing who he is because I stood up and took a photo with them. The line comes and all the people are in front of me. I can't see the TV anymore, the big projector. I can't see the fights. And Brendan herds everybody back and tells them, they're like, hey, this guy's trying to watch TV. My boy Tiger can't see. So he gets everybody out of the way. And then Brendan looked back at me and apologized for everyone standing in my way, which was ridiculous. I was like, this guy's so freaking awesome. Well, he does his obligation. He takes photos, shakes hands. Well, when that was over, it was the co-main event. And they come back and sit at the table, him and Brian Callen at that point. Well, Callen got a dessert and he was eating, so I didn't want to bother them. But Shab is talking to me still. What's up, Tiger? Remembered my name after that hour. Sat back down and talked to Frank and I. But at the end of the night, main event's over, and I hadn't got a picture with Callen. And I love me some Callen. Callen is really how I found out about Shab, because I love me some Callen. Fight's over. They had already done their media obligation. They've already took pictures, shook hands. I didn't get it with Callen. So I said, Brian, he turns around and I said, can I? And I go, I really hate to bug you. I said, it's the end of the night. Can I? And he interrupted me. He goes, absolutely. And he jumped up. And he put his arm around Brennan. Brennan put his arm around Frank. And I had to walk and give my camera to some guy. And by the time I got back, the guy was just super quick to take the picture. So I'm barely in it. But I was really excited. I got to shake Callen's hand. I got to talk to him for a minute. I enjoyed my time, man. I had a really, really good time. Hashtag best night ever.
I'm happy for you, man. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Because, you know, they tell you never meet your idol. Never meet someone
right.
that you look up. And they say because they're going to let you down. And he exceeded my expectations. He exceeded who I wanted him to be. Who I had him built in my mind as, he was every bit of and more.
Mm.
It's crazy to meet me, start calling me by my name, and then at the end of the night still remember my name.
Yeah, because you didn't have a lot of girls. But anyways, I'm super excited.
Ooh, hi,
this worked out. This worked out for you.
Thank
and
you.
And you finally got to see him. So,
thank you.
I've been looking around while my internet came back up and Tiger was talking about this horrible guy he met this weekend. Some of the places that we'll be at Soup Connection on 44th Street in Tulsa, Men's Warehouse, the Woodland Hills Mall, Al's Formal Wear in the Woodland Hills Mall, and Tom Jones in South Tulsa, or South Main Street. So there's a few things
Ooh.
That we're going to be at. And if you want to come have dinner with us, we're going to have dinner, and I will give you time and date for that Friday evening.
Perfect, guys. tune in. Follow it at Social in Tulsa. So when we tweet out, we'll tweet at Social in Tulsa. Get some interactions going. We would love to go to dinner with you. Matt has business cards, or lunch, I mean. Matt has business cards. We can set up some consulting with you guys if you want to talk about fasting, you want to talk about motivation, you want to talk about, you know, maybe those of you who own businesses in Tulsa and you want Matt and I to do a speaking engagement. Please show up in Tulsa. Let us know what you want, how we can help, and we will deliver. That's what we do. We're the deliverers.
Always back door, though.
Ooh, always.
Always back door. Well, Tiger, that's all we have for this evening. Always remember to follow us on our Twitter page. And Tiger's Twitter page. Punch for the chop on the face. Follow him on his Instagram at James_Tiger_Taylor. And also, make sure to find him on Twitter at MMA Docket.
I'll put it down.
Today's my wife's birthday.
Mm.
26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I have yet to see a snap you sent to her happy birthday with your shirt off. I'm really disappointed in you.
Mm.
And I hope you can make it up to her.
Are there any people listening to this podcast?
Not that I know of. I can't tell.
Ooh, well, if there is, okay, if there is, this goes on the internet. Is that correct?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so that means it could go viral and everybody hears this, right?
It could, yeah.
I don't like your wife. That's why I have not said happy birthday yet. So,
well, you're not the only one. That's why I'm in here doing a show on our birthday.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Laura, we hate you. Hope you have a terrible birthday. Matt, get in there and give her some attention. Tomorrow, Monday motivation, we're going to talk. We'll find something that motivates us. We'll discuss it. We'll break it down. Tuesday, we're going to start up with Chapter 3, hashtag Ask Gary Vay. Nerf. Chuck. And we'll break it down on our show. So let us know what else we can do. Again, Social in Tulsa on Twitter, at Social in Tulsa. Maybe we can pick up a speaking engagement and find out how we can help them.
Social in Tulsa. Hey, Social in Tulsa. We're Matt and Tiger. BOS. We teach you how to save money to look great.
And I will obsess over Brendan Schaub in front of you all. Matt, end us with a quote and get us out of here, my friend.
Well, my quote for the day is be, which is don't. Be, as in be. L as in like. B as in Brendan, S as in Schaub. Be don't. Don't be like Brendan Schaub. Good night.
Do as Brendan would do. I love you all. Good night.